Time now for Radio Theater on KMD. Speaking with Tony Tracy, the Executive Director of the Douglas County Historical Society. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm great.
We're talking this morning about some events going on at the Douglas County Historical Society. What can you tell us?
Oh, my gosh. This week has been incredibly exciting and very interesting. We have a Wisconsin Historical Society traveling exhibit in our museum this week, and actually for the next 2 months, it'll be residing there. But this week especially, we've had programming provided by Wisconsin Historical Society, everything including discussing Indian mounds to preserving home pictures and artifacts, family tree, and today actually is going to be a very exciting one for me. At noon, there's a session on underwater archaeology and focusing on the Apostle Islands. And I mean, it's interesting enough that our state representative, Nick Worley, is going to be there as well.
Wow, underwater archaeology of the Apostle Islands. Very, you know, geologically, it's interesting too, but archaeology, what is the archaeology of the islands? What kind of things would people be seeing?
Well, they're going to see underwater wrecks is what they're going to see that are off the coast there of the Apostle Islands area. We have the state underwater archaeologist is going to be here to talk. Yesterday, we had the state archaeologist, and it was interesting because we have a Native American dugout canoe at our museum, and we don't know much about it. It's one of those artifacts that we've had forever. And there wasn't really a lot of information on it, and comes to prove that it may be one of eight that the that the archaeologist has seen in the state of Wisconsin, or actually in the United States, that's authentic.
Hmm.
And they're going to be doing some carbon date testing on a small piece of the wood, and also to determine where in the state it came from.
Wow.
And it's very interesting.
Huh.
But we've also got some plays coming up. We're going to open our fall season with a play called Hardball, which was written by Dean Kaner, Michael Betancourt, and Robert Ozaski. And it's basically a story about Hank Kaner, a native of Superior, who had a passion for baseball and actually played semi-pro as a pitcher for the Superior McNabs. The story takes place in about 1922 when Hank was offered a contract to pitch for the Cleveland Indians. And Hank was raised in a strict tradition of a Jewish faith, which forbids working on the Sabbath or on Saturday or other Jewish holidays, excuse me, some of which fall during the summer. Dean Kaner is actually the grandson of Hank and said the dilemma that Hank had to make a decision to keep his Jewish traditions as he was raised or play the game he loved. And it's just a really, really going to be an interesting story. And it's got a universal message, you know, would someone give up their beliefs for all the fame and money that life has to offer?
Mm.
And that's going to be running September 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th.
Okay, and that's going to be at the Douglas County Historical Society?
It is. Okay. It is. Tickets won't go on sale until August.
All right.
But that's our next. And then also we've got in September also coming our Living History Walk, which is a walk through Greenwood Cemetery. We're doing it in conjunction with Greenwood Cemetery, and we have actors lined up to portray specific individuals that are buried in the cemetery, and they'll be able to talk to them and talk to the individual that's buried there and talk about his days during the 1890s in Superior, or whether it be World War I or other aspects of Superior history.
That's a very interesting approach to have actors there in the cemetery.
Yep. It actually, for me, it came from, I lived for about 16 years I spent 8 years in Nashville and 7 years in Austin, Texas. And I'm originally from Minnesota. While I was down there, when I was in Nashville, every Halloween, they had as a fundraiser a living history walk through the cemeteries. And, of course, in Nashville, you not only have stars, but you also have Revolutionary War soldiers. You have a bit more written down history, I should say, So there was, you know, like there, they had one individual that was the person that coined the phrase Old Glory and things like that. And I took that, conception that they had down there and brought it up here. And, so far everybody's excited about doing it and we're looking forward to it. That's going to be September 26th.
All right. So some great events coming up at the end of the summer, but a lot of things, as you say, going on right now as well. It's not just something people have to wait for. They can come anytime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This traveling exhibit will be with us through July 30th, and we encourage all folks to come out.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Tony, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate it, and thank you.
All right. Take care.
You bet.
Tony Tracy, the Executive Director of the Douglas County Historical Society at 1101 John Avenue in Superior, Wisconsin. Events going on now and throughout the summer and in September to come as well.